We are glad you're with us for the Commodore Hour here on 102.5 The Game. Joe Fisher with you. Glad to be joined by Commodore head football coach Derek Mason. The news earlier today, Vanderbilt's scheduled football game at Missouri this coming Saturday has been postponed. The Commodores dealing with the COVID issues that certainly hit the team last Saturday against South Carolina have carried over to this week, and as a result, that game has been postponed. So, first, Coach, welcome, and it's been a heck of a 72 hours or so, hasn't it?
Thanks, Joe. Absolutely. We know that, you know, I mean, the season was going to, you know, present some challenges, but I thought, you know, in looking at, you know, what's transpired, I think our league has done, you know, I mean, really well just in terms of everything that's going on. But I just want to say this much, you know, when you look at, you know, where we're at, I thought we knew going into the season that there were going to be disruptions and the likelihood of something like this, you know, could occur was going to be something that was on the table. But, you know, when you're playing football in the midst of a pandemic, then you understand exactly what that is. I mean, I think our league, as well as our athletic administration, our campus, have all been in conversation, just understanding, you know, exactly where we are, you know, from injuries to, you know, COVID-related issues, you know, the opt-outs. I mean, it's a challenging time, but, you know, nobody's more probably, you know, impacted by this than our student athletes. And they want to play ball, but you look at it 1 week at a time and you understand exactly where you're at when you talk about health, safety, and welfare of the student athlete. And it's about protecting those guys. So in looking at it, that's where we were this week. And, you know, every day is a new challenge. So what we're going to do is, you know, continue to attack, you know, what's in front of us and do what we can to make sure that these young men have an opportunity to get back on the playing field when it fits us.
I'm going to ask you, Derek, to take us inside the room a couple of times, if you will. First today, because I think a lot of us thought this might happen, given the number of players that you had out for Saturday. I think a lot of us thought this might be the case. How did this all play out, you know, yesterday and today?
Well, I think, again, you take it like 1 week at a time. Obviously, last week, you know, we were looking at, you know, where we were, and we understood going into the game where we were and played the game, wanted to play the game, and, you know, had our fair share of opportunities to play good ball. And, you know, I mean, after you finish the game, obviously you look at, you know, injuries, you look at, you know, where you are. You got a round of testing coming up on, you know, Sunday. And then, you know, when you look at your test, man, you figure out, you know, exactly where you are. And, you know, unfortunately for us, I mean, we haven't had, you know, any, you know, huge numbers. But, I mean, any number is huge when you start talking about all the things that go into it, whether you're talking about, you know, contact tracing or, you know, where you are injury-wise. And, you know, in looking at it, we had some concerns yesterday evening. I mean, and knowing exactly where we sat, you know, been talking with our athletic director, our medical staff, as well as the league this morning, and to confirm exactly, you know, where we were, and you know, in doing so, made the best, you know, made possible decision for the, you know, health, safety, and welfare of our student athletes, and that's paramount in this. You know, we want to play football, we want to be competitive, man, we want to have a chance to win, you know, in these times. But we also have to look at the data and what the data, you know, tells us and our safety protocols, you know, that are in place, like within the conference, you may speak to the idea of having, you know, available players, you know, at a minimal number. And, you know, like this week was just, you know, a challenge to do so. So, and that, you know, I mean, just talking with our people, man, we move forward and that's where we sit now.
I'm curious, Derek, what was the conference's reaction? Because you had to make that call, you know, to the SEC office. And, you know, what was their reaction when you said, "Hey, I don't think we can do this week"?
You know, in our office, the SEC office is about obliging exactly, you know, what the procedures and protocols were, and they didn't flinch, they didn't blink. I'm sure they went on to have, you know, in conversations, you know, with both teams to figure out exactly, you know, I mean, what would happen and what should occur. And again, I mean, this was something that we knew in our conference would happen. You know, obviously, man, this is the first, you know, roadblock, you know, like to come up, you know, or sort of hurdle to jump over. And I thought they handled it you know, been the right way. Missouri, you know, been handled it the right way. I think everybody understands. I think Eli, you know, was on like Feinbaum, and he talked about the idea of absolutely understanding exactly where we are. And I think, you know, everybody's going to be faced with it at some point in time. I mean, we've seen college football, you know, have to look at, you know, this, like in a real light, to figure out exactly, you know, what's to be done in instances like this. And this isn't the first instance, and it probably won't be the last in our league. But, you know, again, what we're trying to do is just make sure we always look out for the health, safety, and welfare of the student athlete.
It looks like, and the word is out, and I don't know if it's been confirmed, that this game would be moved to December 12th if everything plays out according to plan. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But so what do you do this week? You know, Derek, with the guys that you have, is it 3-4 days off for the guys, or do you practice this week? How does this week go?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're on a testing protocol, which is great. And our injuries, I mean, our guys are still in the building, you know, receiving treatment, you know, in regards to injuries. And so, you know, for us, I mean, we'll do what we always do, man. We'll meet, you know, via Zoom, like we've been doing, you know, since the beginning of the season, you know, to minimize risk. And, you know, like from there, you know, man, we'll talk about, you know, how we look to proceed forward, you know, like with our season. Then we get back to work. I mean, our student athletes continue to go to class, and we'll continue to, you know, man, monitor, you know, where we are, you know, throughout the week. As you know, we've got, you know, testing on Tuesday, testing on Thursday. We've got treatment every day. And so this is a situation where you know and understand where your numbers are. You understand, you know, where they're going to grow and that guys are going to be coming back to you. But, you know, with that being said, again, we're going to continue to stay in this phase where we continue to take in the information, evaluate, you know, where we are, you know, day to day, and we continue to lift and do the things needed and necessary to hit the practice field and get better. We're just doing it with a minimal number of student athletes. And right now, that's not a number that, you know, allows us to step on the field and play on Saturday.
We're talking with Commodore head football coach Derek Mason here on the Commodore Hour. Glad to have you with us. Derek, jump us back. I want you to jump us back to the end of last week. I think a lot of us knew. I knew about Donovan. I knew you had that issue, but I don't think anybody, including me, realized how many guys were going to be impacted by that. And it kind of drives that home, that point about it's not just about a positive test. It's about the contact tracing around those people. Just walk us briefly through the impact it had on you and the coaches when you find out I've lost about half my starting defense.
Yeah, I think in this, I mean, we have to be flexible, you know, in these times where, you know, from day to day, maybe you're looking at, you know, maybe some challenges and some things that, you know, like you may have to, you know, be flexible around, and that's one of them. And so, you know, in understanding that, you continue to, you know, look at your depth charts, you continue to prepare guys. I think I said at the beginning of the season that there had to be, you know, starters in waiting. and that's really what it's been. Anytime then you're faced with, you know, like these types of situations, and I don't think anybody's got a playbook for it, but you do have to adapt and adjust. And, you know, in looking at it, is it ideal? It's never ideal, but we do understand that, you know, I mean, guys are practicing. I mean, you put guys in position. You want guys to play well. And, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, I mean, for a greater part of that game, when you look at the first half, you know, like these guys played, you know, I mean, good football, you know, in light of the circumstances and situation. I mean, they went out and competed, and there were some things that didn't necessarily go our way. But I saw some things that, you know, like you say, hey, look, okay, we understand that, you know, I mean, we got players in our program. We're continuing to build. And we want to win games. We want to be competitive. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you look at this, I mean, it's just the challenges within the challenges, you know, I mean, are those things that you just got to continue to push through. And right now, that's exactly what we're doing.
That's Coach Derek Mason, who is with us. We're going to take a break. Vanderbilt football brought to you in part by the Tennessee Lottery. The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion. To to support education programs in Tennessee. We'll talk more about on-the-field stuff with the coach after this. We continue with Commodore head football coach Derek Mason here. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you, when you had all those guys that were not available, it just forces a next man up for a bunch of people. And I called a bunch of names on Saturday that I really haven't called that much this year, guys like Jaden Harrison, Ethan Barr, Christian James, Chase Lloyd. I mean, what is the positive that there is of getting those guys in there in the lineup right now?
Well, you don't mean the positive of what you gain by, you know, thrusting some, you know, players who have maybe not played as much or getting first opportunities, you know, to play, is that, you know, guys get on the field experience, they get in game experience, they get situational, you know, experience. They are allowed to look at these game plans, get on the field, get the speed of the game, understand, you know, how the game needs to be played, and you know what they do in game is on tape. So that's information for these guys. But you know, but to go back a little bit to what you were like talking about earlier, I think, you know, I got to give our guys, like this group of, you know, young men, a lot of credit, because it's not necessarily what they've done wrong, because I think they've done like everything right. But I think it goes back to what you talked about, or what's been talked about before in our conversations about, you know, how contact tracing and other things can actually, you know, change like your numbers and your situation. I mean, guys can do everything right, man, but when you're contact traced and you're around, you know, X number of people, whether it's your roommate or whether your dorm roommate or your on the road roommate or, you know, like contact, you know, in and around like eating in a facility, those things matter. So our guys have done, you know, a terrific job, and I got to give them a lot of credit, you know, man, for doing so. So I think like the things that we experienced have been like some one-offs, but, you know, I mean, when it's all said and done, getting back to, you know, I mean, our student athletes that had to play, I think, you know, those guys being put in those situations is only going to benefit Vanderbilt football as these guys continue to play and understand exactly, you know, what this league needs in terms of stepping on the field and being able to play SEC football.
We talked after the game Saturday, Coach, and you addressed this, and you had two really good scoring opportunities early in that game that could have changed the complexion of the game and weren't able to cash in on them. And you even mentioned, boy, when that happens, it sort of has a snowball effect with this team. You know, adversity, and they don't seem to react as well as you would like in that situation. How do you address that, and how do you get over that hurdle?
Yeah, you know, it's about, you know, but this group at a lot of different, like, positions. I mean, like, they haven't been, you know, here before. And so, man, you're learning, you know, like, how to deal with the, you know, man, you know, adversity and ebb and flow of a football game. And the thing that we keep talking about is, like, attacking these situations. You know, hey, attack on offense, attack on defense, attack on special teams. Sometimes, man, you're going to be put in, you know, like, a situation, man, that's not advantageous to you. And what you got to be able to do is respond. Whether it's defend a blade of grass, whether it's, you know, make a play, don't wait for somebody else to make a play. If opportunity is there for you to make a play, go make it. And, you know, that starts to become a habit. And, you know, people talk about, you know, the difference between winning and losing, and it's small. We went back and looked at this game and the opportunities that were there, you know, in it for us to actually, you know, seize momentum, and we did. And when you don't, okay, you start to, you know, look at, you know, what the body language looks like and how guys are, you know, staying focused in the moment and whether or not the technique slips or moves a little bit here or there, or, you know, are guys trying to do too much instead of doing their job. And that's really where, you know, I mean, the game could get away from you. A game that was, you know, close and tight, you know, it moves a little bit. It's a play missed, a play made. And this group's got it in them, you know, like to play the type of football we want to play. What you got to do, just continue to look at the information, correct the things that need to be corrected, man, and let's make sure, man, that you know, confidence and the ability, you know, like the focus in those moments where we need it, you know, like, is there, and they're working towards it, and all we got to do, man, is make sure we capture the moments.
I got to ask, Coach, I know you deal with this at positions all the time, but, you know, there are some positions that kind of sit out there that are more glaring than others. You've got an issue, you have one right now in the kicking game. How do you address that? Does it become an open competition once again, or how do you just instill confidence, you know, in the young man you've got there right now, that you're with him and he's going to be able to work his way through this?
Well, you know, confidence is, you know, definitely a lot of times about, you know, I'm like competing and winning and staying on edge and being pressed. And, you know, when the competition is open, you know, and not from a standpoint of hey, you know, we're looking and searching. We know what Pearson can do, but the bottom line is, okay, like, it's a production-based game, you know, like, in terms of being able to be in the moment and get it done. He's got a strong enough leg. Okay, like, we do have belief in him, but, you know, we need to put him in a competitive situation, you know, again, you know, that where guys are healthy, where we can go at it, and let's make sure, hey, man, best man wins. That's really what it comes down to, and I think everybody wants that. That's how, you know, you're able to keep an edge about yourself is through, like, the ability to, you know, compete and be able to play under pressure. And that's really what this thing is. I mean, this conference is going to challenge you. The situations are always challenging. But more than that, okay, I mean, you're more than capable of rising to the occasion. Pearson is capable of rising to the occasion. But, you know, you gotta put him in those situations again and again and again to make sure then that it starts to become production. Because if not, you know, it becomes the definition of insanity. I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. That's just not the case.
This is I'm not sure you know the answer to this one, but I thought about this driving over here to the studio tonight. You know, the rule in college football recently is, you know, a freshman can play in up to four games and you can still redshirt. You know, you have that opportunity. Does that still apply this season when you're playing 10 games instead of 12?
Well, this season is an anomaly. It's different in so many ways, whether we're talking about, you know, like what we're playing in the midst of or you know, what's available in terms of number of games played. So, like, the NCAA provided some leniency in what this year, you know, would be for our student-athletes. And it's really, you know, I mean, a free year, an opportunity, you know, I mean, to get experience and not really have the year count against you just based on, you know, what we know. I mean, we can't foresee you know, what the future holds, but we do know and understand that we're playing in the midst of challenging times, and I think that's what's led, you know, Mr. student athletes to say, hey, man, if I can get the valuable experience in this year and not really have it count against me, I can really learn football. I can understand what the speed of the game is. I can, you know, see where I'm at, you know, like, versus, you know, some of the best talent in the country and understand what I need to, you know, grow in. And I think all of that's a plus for the student athlete. I think the rules that are in place give them some peace of mind as to, like, not having to worry about, you know, I mean, is this year my last year? Do I need to petition for another year? It's just about going out there, getting better, you know, playing the game that you love to play and making sure that you gain, you know, like, whatever valuable experience, okay, like, you're able to obtain, you know, through being able to, you know, get out there and you know, and test, you know, what your skill set is and against some of the best, you know, talent in the country.
So, Coach, finally, you've been around the guys after the game, and I know you've been around them, you know, obviously today. Where's this team right now mentally? I mean, you know, I know they're frustrated. I know they're disappointed. Where are you, and where do you think this team is right now?
Well, this team understands what, you know, a snapshot through three games has been. And, like, where you've been, you know, isn't definitely where you're trying to go. I thought Dial said it best, you know, when he spoke, you know, to the team after the game. And that was all about, seeing what's there. Like, what are we missing? What do we got to grab? But this team's got a different piece about them. They got a different, you know, grind about them. They don't take anything sitting down. I mean, it's just been about a piece here or a piece there. So what pieces, okay, like, do we need to, you know, invest in, knock out, conquer, you know, push, you know, from one player to the next in order to get us from where we are to where we want to be. And I think that's what this team is. I think Dio is a great representation, Ben, because his motor runs hard. He understands, like, for him, where he wants to be now. And I think, you know, he's getting these guys to go with him. They believe in him. They understand, you know, what's at stake. They want to play winning football. They want to win games, and that's in front of them right now. So this is a chance for us right now as we look at it to get better as a football team. What's there? What's on tape? What do we need to fix, and how do we move it forward?
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I know things are not going the way you want them to go right now, and things are tough, but I appreciate your time, and we'll get through this, won't we?
Dynamite when Vandy starts to fight. Let's go. Anchor down.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. That's Coach Derek Mason joining us here, as always, on the Commodore Hour. We're going to shift to basketball when we come back, as Commodore women's basketball coach Stephanie White will join us, and then a little later on, men's basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse. That's all next right here.